It's time to read a bit of poetry. Now let's try this one. Looks like it's called First Love. It was Sunday morning. And this is Sunday morning. Okay, it was Sunday morning. I had the New York Times spread out on my dormitory floor. It's black print coming off dark silver on the heels of my palms. It was spring. And it's winter now here in Ireland. It was spring. And I had the dormer window of my room open to let it in. I even had the radio on. I was letting it all in. The tiny silvery radio voices. I even let myself feel that it was Easter. The dark flower of his life opening again. It's like being given back again. Oh, this is real resurrection stuff, isn't it? His life being given back again. I was in love, and I could take it. The ink staining my hands. The news on the radio coming in my ears. There had been a wreck, and they said your name. Son of the well-known, they said your name. Sounds like someone has died, been killed. Anyway, they said your name. Then they said where they'd taken the wounded and the dead. And I called the hospital. It's a true story then. Mind you, it's called First Love, so. And I called. I'm trying to read it. I'm in trouble reading it here on the internet, on my iPhone in bed. Hospital. I remember kneeling by the phone on the third floor landing of the dorm. The dark, steep stairs down next to me. I spoke to a young man, a young doctor there in the emergency room. My open ear pressed to the dark receiver. My open ear pressed to the dark receiver, my open life pressed in the world. Oh, that's real Mary Oliver type phraseology. I said, which one of them died? And he said, your name. He was standing there in the room with you, saying your name. I remember I leaned my forehead against the varnished bars of the baluster rail, so I'm not used to that word. I remember I leaned my forehead against the vanished bars of the baluster rails and held on, pulling at the rails as if I wanted to pull them together. Shut them like a dark door, close myself like a door. As you had been shut, closed off. But I could not do it. I couldn't close myself off, right? I could not do it. Pain kept coursing through me, like life. Like the gift of life. The pain kept coursing through me. Okay, that's straightforward enough. The pain kept coursing through me. Waves and waves of pain. You can just leaves a powerful impression, really. Okay, First Love by Sharon Olds. Read on a Sunday morning before. It's only exactly 1 week before. This day week will be Easter Sunday. Special thanks to my friend Andrew for sharing this this poem. That's the only reason I'm reading it now this morning, because of Andrew. And the other reason I'm reading it because of Andrew is because of Mark Fressel. Rest in peace.